Well, for more on the divided states of America, I was joined a short time ago by Gorana Gergic from the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.
Well, I think that this has been certainly something that we've seen a long time coming. Donald Trump didn't spare attacks during the past basically 2 years, ever since Jeff Sessions actually recused himself from overseeing the Russia probe. I think the major factor was the midterm. So basically, we've seen a bit of a flip on part of mostly Senate Republicans who have for a long time maintained that the president should not even dare to think about replacing Jeff Sessions. And now that the majority in the Senate has been secured, the story shifted. And we've seen some of the prominent Republican senators, like Lindsey Graham, for instance, coming out in open saying that whoever president thinks of appointing should be a person that basically president can trust.
You mentioned that Jeff Sessions and President Trump really fell out about that Mueller investigation. Do you think there will be any implications about Jeff Sessions' removal on that Robert Mueller Russia investigation?
What a lot of people are actually expecting is that we might see ways for the acting attorney general to actually try to somewhat stymie or try to prevent the probe from maybe going ahead full throttle. The extent to which he can do it is debatable, because obviously if there is any move to replace Bob Mueller, for instance, that could be actually interpreted as obstruction of justice. But equally, what we'll see now that Democrats have taken over the House is basically a push from the House Oversight and House Intelligence Committees to basically get more involved into checking the president and the executive branch.
So on to those midterm results. How do you read the overall electoral map now?
The story basically that we've heard now time and time again about America divided, about basically Trump's vision for America being vindicated in the Senate and Obama's vision for America being vindicated in the House of Representatives. So what we've seen now in the Senate, obviously, has been a tough race for Democrats, simply because of the number of seats that were up for election and up for grabs. They actually had to defend 26 seats out of 35 that were out there on Tuesday at the midterms, and they haven't been able to hold onto all of those. They actually lost in some of the places that we've expected them to lose, because they're just simply rural conservative states like North Dakota or Indiana or Missouri. However, on the House side, we have seen basically a realignment of those suburbs that have traditionally gone for moderate Republicans, and now the representatives from Democratic Party that were challenging Republicans there have managed to actually get a lot of those seats in some of these places around the Midwest that have been particularly crucial.
So if we look at some of those winning candidates, there are some amazing firsts. The first lesbian Native American has been elected, the first Somali American, the first Muslim women elected to Congress. How can congressmen and women actually have an impact in the next 2 years leading up to the presidential election?
I mean, if we just go back to 10 years ago and what a different time that was, the symbolism of the election of first African-American president has been really something that has basically captured imagination and, you know, brought a lot of hope to people who might have felt like they didn't have a true representative in Washington, or for that matter, in their state capitals. So I think some of these firsts are going to to be really remarkable and monumental in a way that they can inspire their communities to feel that they are truly represented, that basically those that they send to Washington or to their state capitals are actually people from their communities, that they look like them, they pray like them, they love like them, right? So I think that this is something that's not to be understated. And more so, it shows that on the Democratic side, there might be some more truth to this idea that there is somewhat of a rainbow coalition of women, of minorities, or of younger voters that structurally should be working in Democrats' favor. But obviously, given the kind of quirks of the electoral map in the U.S., is still not overwhelmingly meaning a complete victory for Democrats.
Gorana Gergic from the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney.